Okay, so already starting with Gustav's talk, you could see that NaviServer seems to be a very big beast. And adding this really wonderful open ACS to it makes it just something very great. So I went out to the forest and looked if I could kind of catch one NaviServer and tame it, and here it is. So here is NaviServer running and presenting the slides with the Tickle web browser. Okay, anybody who is kind of following the talks with a computer, please use this mirror of the slides. This one is a local repository. Now let's go directly in. There's a lot of details in the slides about implementation and what we did to make this work. The talk is about NaviServer as ATP in NaviServer, you already heard. It's the Web Bounty Framework. It's a sequel of my post 2 years ago, my talk 2 years ago, where I showed that NaviServer is capable of running a whole host of web frameworks, Django, Java, and whatever, with the reverse proxy or the CGI interface. Now this talk is about what could I do to make things in NaviServer by itself. And we're looking at one of these things. So just a little patience, because it takes time to load the image. Okay, so what's the motivation? If we are looking at W3Tech's website, a survey about content management systems and so on, and web servers, then you can find out that most of the websites on Earth are hosted by WordPress. And adding some which are hosted by WordPress, PHP, plus some web shop. And my educated guess is that about 80% of all of the websites on Earth are kind of a small company presenting themselves with one or two pages and the privacy statement and whatever. So, on the other side, you will find that the market share of NaviServer last year in July dropped below 0.06% of all web servers on Earth. But why? Why should that stay? So it's a shame, because NaviServer by itself, already without any additional framework, can do this. So I thought about what would be kind of a minimum set to make kind of this type of websites work. And what I will show you here is a simple static website with some pages where you add in some dynamic stuff. That's this slideshow. How to do a simple dynamic web application where you also have forms and so on. And by chance, well, I ported an application written in the WAP, the Tickle framework from Richard Hill. That's this micro EDF. Okay. I thought that could be kind of a guide to any party of us who use NaviServer to set up your personal website and so on. Okay. I thought about a simple concept for creating a website. So you have the root URL space, and you have kind of sections. Let's say the front page, the user management, and whatever. Mm-hmm. And I call these first level URLs, I call them apps, web apps. So the first web app would be, for example, this slideshow. I called it ATP because of the title. The second would be the EDF application, which is a kind of a personal planner. Okay, and the third hotel. Okay, the first app one is the slideshow. structure maps easily to the standard Navi server layout. Navi server has a server root directory or the server path. That would be our project directory for developing the website. And there is a pages subdirectory where the web pages are. So we just, instead of putting HTML there, we put ATP pages there. What is ATP? It's a template language. Very simple, made very complex there. But you have kind of this angular brackets with a person sign, and everything in between is typical. Okay, for each application, we make a subdirectory. So we have the URL mapping. And inside them, we have an index ATP file, which serves the respective website, app one, app two, and so on. And you can have any number of pages inside them. We have something where we define applications, so an app subdirectory. The site ATP is where all the site-specific data is specified, and then I have for each application I have application specific data. I have the same structure for templates, so I need to produce HTML out of the template language, and this I store here. We have a site ATP, this is the generic structure of the website, and then kind of HTML snippets separated into directories. If I need tickle code, I put it in separate directory. That's how I set up the idea. And here's the site template. It's a very simple HTML website. And what you can see here is this tags inside, which will be replaced by some tickle, result of tickle code. A site header, page content, that's where the content is rendered. Site footer. Okay. So this is kind of the template to be filled in this content. I added kind of a syntax cheat sheet. The idea is to only use a minimal set, and you will find it's about 30 functions or whatever of the whole slew of what Navi Server supports. How do we load a page? So this index ATP or whatever page we want to send makes an include of the application definitions, sets some page-specific data like the title of my page, index, user, whatever, and sets the content to the content you want to display, and then you include the template of the site and you have your page rendered. So one, two, three steps. So how does the application look like? I load first the site-specific data, then I override or add the application-specific data. Maybe I want to have a different header, a different footer, and well, that's all. Then there comes the second step, set the content of the page, and finally render. So this is an example page, the motivation page with the Don Quixote image. And you see it's just HTML. I set page content, I load the template, the definition. I set the page content to HTML, and I include the site. So that is how I write kind of a static web page without any framework, right? That's pure Navi Server provided functionality. Okay, I have here one dynamic element. This is the nav panel where I can go back, forth, and to the start of this lecture and so on. And well, okay, thank you. I just add in the ATP definitions, I add the procedure which determines which slide, which page I am on. I add there, this is it, okay, more difficult. I have here a list of my site, my pages in the slide, just the file name and the title. then I have this function which determines, okay, where am I, what's the previous link, and what's the next link. And there is a simple ATP template which is doing all the rendering out of the given data. Okay, no more technical talk. We just organize well our structure of all the files needed for our web project with different applications. With this little setup, I have to write static web pages again in simple HTML, and we can add some fancy features like changing, like having dynamic elements on it. Okay. That was static websites. Now I want to create an application. I take for as a sample application something which I already have. I have the business logic and Tickle procedures. It's called earliest deadline first. You can look it up. In the end, it manages a CSV file, comma separated value, of outcomes I want to reach in my daily life. They have a title, they have a deadline when to be accomplished, and well, there's some status and so on. So it's kind of manipulating, adding lines here, crossing ticks off. That's the application. Now I can add, I can change the status of an outcome. So, but now I need forms. So how do I go about forms with NaviServer? How do I process them? Well, I have get, a post as HTTP methods. So first in my site definition, I dependent on the HTTP method, I process the submitted form data, I render the page, build up the forms, and well, how do I do this? There is a function NSGET from which gives me all the data of the submitted form. There's the NSCon, so the NS connection information method. Here I get the get and post value, and then I simply process again in the in my page index ATP or whatever user ATP. I process them. So I have set this up with a sample form, without a query string. I just get the page and it gets me nothing. If I give it a query string, here it is, then it gets me apples. And if I post, it is a to-do in this web browser. Okay. And I get posted oranges. So I won't show the code to make it shorter, but it's kind of elaborate. You have to do the switch of the methods and so on. You don't want to do this on every page you have. So we can do this better. We have the site definitions, which we load first. Then we set the content and finally the template, right? That was the strategy of loading a page. Now we add here, instead of page content variable, we make a procedure as a method dispatcher, which looks what HTTP method I'm called with in this page. And depending on it, it selects, it executes it either page get or page post. Page get just renders the page content variable. And page post, well, is set for normal pages to method not allowed because you won't post to a static website, web page, for example. And finally, to make it easier to work with, we just, in every page, we get the form data, if there is any, and set it into a variable, so we have it readily available. So now in the page itself, when I write a web page, by default, I render the data of the content variable, as you have seen. But if it's a dynamic page, I just overwrite page get or page post with the business logic I want to achieve. This application session, you can dig through it. Well, it looks a little bit different, but the structure would be a different header, a different footer, and in the header I have some, again, dynamic content which I will render. And on the page itself, I have three forms. This is the table of outcomes. Here I can filter the table of outcomes, and I have here the form to add a new outcome. So how would I implement this? Here is the add outcome page. So again, I just include the application, which includes the site. I set page-specific data. And in this case, when I add an outcome, I only want to allow post. So I overwrite the get page procedure with a predefined procedure to reject the request. And in the post, I overwrite the post procedure, which was not allowed in a static page. Here is the business logic. So add an outcome. I add in, I give this add outcome detail procedure, the form data, so it knows what is the title, what is the deadline, and so on, can validate. And according to the redirect, I redirect to error or to success page or whatever. And at the end, I just do the same as every time. I include the page template. Okay, so this logic here is add outcome is in a Ticker file, which is loaded in the application. I hope it looks simple. So, to load kind of a dynamic page, well, I load the business logic from the application subdirectories, then we set the page relevant data, and we overwrite the page get and page post function, and everything works just like it did with the static web page. So this is about 20 something lines of Tickle to add this method dispatcher. And of course, since we did not change anything to the previous setup, we can mix static and dynamic pages at will. I moved from a web application to Naviserver. So there are some differences. For example, Naviserver does not need to have be started up. A web application is kind of an executable which runs its own server. So here's a kind of a small comparison. So in web, the dispatcher of which page is which URL in web is made by creating a Tickle procedure, which is called WAP dash page minus page minus and the page and then the URL. So this reflects to pages, subdirectory, and the same name .atp in NaviServer. We have the WAP subst and some HTML string to create HTML. Well, we have in NaviServer NS-ATP put string, which does more or less the same. This is how to get to the parameters. And here we have the page form variable, which is set on each load to the data, which I want to query to create my forms or whatever. WAP does not have any templates. Here we can move out HTML generation to ATP templates. There's something to think about persistency, because WAP is a single application. It can store a global variable in state. This is not possible. But it's that there's, you have to find the equivalent. You can either use cookies, or you can use the NSP approach for this. Okay. I did some comparison. So according to David Wheeler, I earn about $37 for my ATFN for the WAP application. well, I cannot remember that they gave me something for it. But now porting it to ADP effectively reduced about 60% the lines of code needed. Well, it's a small application and it explains it. The effort of porting was about 4 hours maybe. Here are the steps, maybe some details about it. So it looks kind of not a very complicated task. Okay. So just checking out, compiling, running Navi server gives you all of the features to run the static site with different subsections, with different layouts, with a common structure. And in setup is very easy, and also is porting applications from other from other frameworks like WAP or so. What were some findings? What did I miss? Of course, the first thing with the form parameter was that I did not quote the input. So if I would input HTML code, it would destroy my template. And already OpenACS does by default quoting. If you just use the bare tools of Navi, you don't have to take care of this. It would be nice to have this kind of an idea to make default quoting default. But that's for security. Well, and the other thing I saw, Gustav, you had some for each thing there. That would be nice to have here too, because when you create the table, you cannot just make it for each of an ATP template. It's a little more complicated. I had no time to dive into it if it could be simplified, but I guess you have kind of a solution for this, because you really want to write web templates and just use the data and not write procedures into the template. Okay, so that was all about this. If you have any questions, please ask. Andreas?
Yep. Andreas. Okay. My question is, modern web pages are not just I request a page and I get this page. Modern web pages are usually that I click something on a page and then it loads dynamic context into some frame or something. How would this kind of web page design be supported by?
Yes, this web page does not include any JavaScript. But this application,
yeah,
I did not include.
Yeah, well, this is
but you just load it in the template. Mm-hmm. That's how you design the web page. In the template, you can load JavaScript. What I did, what you can look up in the code, it's all downloadable via Git. How I change the style sheet. It's a variable.
Okay,
I have a variable and then the template selects by itself the style sheet you put into your page.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And JavaScript, I leave it out. In fact, the browser does not support it, so I don't know if you've used.
Antonio?
Okay. Just wanted to add that Navi server supports without any problem WebSockets, server sent events in case one needs further logic for dynamic content or such.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you for this input. I only used, I tried to use the bare minimal feature to get something working so that nobody can have fear. But ADP has also streaming support. So you can create a page which is dynamically loading and so on. But I frankly, I did not check it out. That was not the scope. The scope was, what is the minimum you need to just set up the birthday party web page of your friends or whatever. Yeah. You can. The documentation of ATP is very good, thanks to Gustav. So you can add to this structure anything you want. Yeah.
use a short at all. I mean, many of this whatever templating stuff is in OpenSES available. There's also whatever if tags, and there's a own iterators over multi rows and whatever. I mean, it has a, I mean, you can define new tags, but for the tag, you have to say what happens if this tag is encountered, and then you have the option to have empty tags, which have no body, and tags with a content. That means you have some kind of nesting environment there. And in certain way, you can provide picky code to say whenever this, whatever for each is encountered, do this or that.
Mm-hmm.
And OpenSS has this very rich and has if and has whatever else and you name it. And the reason for this tag set is if you want to change the way how it's done, or the way it's done in OpenSS, then you might have some naming conflict. And you can solve this naming conflict by using a prefix like Georg did it here. But you also can say, I want to use simply for each.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to define this for each on this page should be that code. And for this, this tag sets are.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the way to say, I can, let's say, overload the logic and have simple names which are easy for end users.
Yeah. If I would have added some parts of this, then it would be a framework. So I have to be an empty framework. Okay. Yeah, you can. This website is a stable URL, so you can go there, and you have the setup guide. It's a page which explains how to get all the source code plus the slides for this. So please modify it and conquer the world with Navisworld.